He came in with a high growth rate, a 1990 budget agreement, which some, you know, didn't like, had some very tough cost controls, put a lot of pressure on Congress. The S&L crisis is over. They're starting to sell assets. All that money was coming in. And he cut defense an extra $60 billion. And he cut defense an extra $60 billion.